Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministry.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we give honor and thanks for being on the broadcast today. Always excited to be just talking about the Lord. I mean, He is amazing. He's great. He's wonderful. He is the awesome God. He's the sovereign God. He's omnipotent and omnipresent and He's omniscient. So we're just so thankful to be able to come on and talk about the Lord and all that He is doing. So anyway, God is amazing, and we just, it's so much going on. It's just really a lot going on still with people. You know, people, you know, so much going on. I have so many friends that we're praying for and we're believing God for, that they will come out all right and that they will, things with their circumstances will come out different. So it's just a lot to pray for. We're asking that, it's a lot. And I'm just so thankful to know that God is on our side. And He is an amazing God. I'm always trying to do all this stuff on here at the same time, not knowing what I'm doing half the time. But anyway, it is what it is. So I'm learning. I am learning. Anyway, let's move on. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise You today. I thank You for Your mercy and for Your grace. God, I am asking You, Lord Jesus, for mercy. I'm asking for grace, Lord Jesus. We're asking, God, there's so many people that are sick and so many people that need healing, so many people that need comfort. But, God, I am asking You for miracles. Lord, we need miracles, we need signs, and we need wonders. God, I'm asking You for prayer, and I'm not even going to call their names because I haven't got permission to do that. But I'm asking for prayer for so many of a couple of my friends that are sick, Lord Jesus, and it's like the doctors have given them up. But, Lord, You have never lost a case. And that's what we always know, Lord Jesus. We're asking, Lord, to bless even our medical staff, our doctors and our nurses. Rekindle their belief, strengthen their belief and their faith in You, oh God. I know they have the knowledge, Lord. I know that You equip them with the brilliance, Lord Jesus, to learn about the human body and learn about all those things and the different medications and the different, all the parts, Lord, all the muscles, all the blood cells and all these things, God. But I'm asking You, Lord Jesus, also rekindle their faith in You, Lord, to let them know, hallelujah, that at the end of the day, it is God and it's You alone, God. Lord, we glorify You and we magnify You. Lord, we thank You that You are a shepherd and that we shall not want. There is no lack in our life, God. Lord, it may look like it, but, Lord, because we are Your children, You said You would supply our need according to Your riches and glory. Oh, God, I thank You. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, to pray for the family of, he's the owner of the Texas Roadhouse, Lord, and he ended up taking his life as a result of complications with COVID-19. And, Lord, but he was such a blessing to those that worked for him, God. Last year he gave up his salary so that he could make sure that the people that were working in his company were able to keep their jobs and to be paid. So, Lord, we just ask You to bless that family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask You for mercy. And, Lord, we're asking You, Lord, because we haven't even thought about it to this degree, but, Lord, there's going to be some PTSD, there's going to be some post-stress syndrome with this thing, God. People are going through so much. So many people have lost loved ones. Even the undertakers, those that are funeral home directors and all of that, they have had an overwhelming amount of people, God. And even though it might be business for them, but, Lord, I know that they are feeling the pain and the agony of it all as well. And they are, Lord, because they're dealing with the families, oh, God, bless them all. Oh, God, as they continue to deal with families, Lord Jesus, in the passing of their loved ones, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask You, Lord, to comfort them, too, as only You can. Bless the police officers and the first responders, our paramedics and our firemen, God, and our nurses and our doctors, every emergency room, hospital emergency room, the staff, Lord Jesus. They've been dealing with a lot for over a year, God. We just ask You, Lord, to comfort them and keep them, Father. Lord, bless their health, oh, God. Strengthen their bodies, Lord. And every essential worker, Lord, everyone in Walmart, everyone in Kroger's, everyone in Tom, everyone in Target, everyone, Lord Jesus, at the gas stations, everyone, Lord Jesus, at the at the few at the car dealerships and the car repair places. Lord, all of those that have stayed in the trenches, every teacher, Lord, every hall monitor, every bus driver, every principal, every administrator, every principal, every student, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every parent, hallelujah, every daycare worker, everybody, every pastor, every praise team, worship team leader, every worship team, God, every associate pastor, all the people, hallelujah, Lord, that have been pouring out during this time, God, we're asking you to pour back into them. Oh, God, there's so much going on. Lord, we ask you to bless every leader, oh, God, in any area, every corporate leader, every CEO that may have to make some difficult decisions, God. Oh, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, for mercy, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I glorify you and I magnify you, Lord Jesus. So many have lost loved ones, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We're asking you to comfort as only you can. You're the God of all peace, and you're the God of all comfort, God. We ask you, Lord, to meet every heart, God. Touch every heart that is grieving, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you. Every nurse, every doctor, every attendant, Lord, that had to hold an iPad up so that families could talk to their loved ones, oh, God, before they left, before they went on home to be with you. Lord, touch, God. Lord, there's some in the hospital now, Lord Jesus. They don't know what the outcome is going to be. But, Lord, I'm asking you to save their soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory, save, God. Oh, Lord, don't let them leave this earth without knowing you, God, and accepting you as their Savior. Lord, bless every chaplain, everybody that has had to be in the trenches, God. Oh, Lord, we ask you to touch as only you can, God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh, God, every pastor, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, for mercy and grace, God. We ask you, Lord, to comfort and keep people, Lord. Some have recovered, oh, God, from COVID-19 and other things, God. We ask you, Lord, to touch their health that there will be no side effects, God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, a little young man, 9 years old, and found out he had COVID-19, and he went and took his life. We rebuke suicide in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that mental, Lord, let people get the help they need, God, mental help. Mental help as well, God. Lord, don't let nobody suffer in silence, God. Oh, shada-da-bo-sa. Oh, God, but let them call out. Cry out, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you said this poor man cried. You heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles, God. Oh, my God, bless people to get the help they need, God. We're crying out to you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we need you as never before, God. We need you as never before. I know people are getting excited. They feel like we're getting on the other side of it. But, God, so many people, hallelujah, still, oh, good, they're both, touch, Lord Jesus, families, Lord Jesus, that are standing in the gap for their loved ones, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them give up. Oh, God, the most, I keep their faith up, God. Oh, Lord, let their every response to everything be faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, God, we need you, hallelujah. So many have lost jobs and all kind of things are going on. But, God, we know that you are there. You haven't forgotten us. You haven't forsaken us. Oh, God, we glorify you, hallelujah. Oh, God, meet the need of people, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my neighbors round about me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't let no home or homes be lost, God. No more cars be lost. Nothing, God. People need it. They need transportation. They need a roof over their head. Bless every homeless person, every homeless child. Lord, bless everybody that have a meal. They need a meal, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you because we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can even ask of you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Bless those, Lord, that who may have infected them and was carrying the COVID, Lord Jesus, and didn't even know it, but they infected somebody else and they may have passed on. Lord, we rebuke guilt in the name of Jesus. Lord, comfort and keep it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you. And we glorify your name, for you are worthy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you, and we magnify your holy name because you are so worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. So we're still in Genesis. We're in Genesis going through the 30th. This is the 34th verse, we hope. But anyway, it's so much in this particular passage of scripture because we begin to see, Jacob's life beginning to move forward. And we know that Jacob is a part of the Abrahamic covenant. He's a piece of it, and his piece is the one that's going to begin to populate, because he has these 12 sons, and these sons are going to have children, and the children's going to have children. And then this begins the whole thing of the 12 tribes of Israel and all of that. So he is a part of that Abrahamic covenant. And so, the thing about it, we talked about him, between him and Esau last week, and how Jacob tricked Esau out. Esau sold his birthright to Jacob, and then Jacob took his blessing. But you know the wonderful thing about God, and this is what I love so much about it, that even though when Esau came to Isaac and he said, "Don't you have a blessing for me? You don't have nothing for me?" And he said, "Your brother has taken your blessing." But this amazing, what's so amazing about God is that might have been what the father had to say about it, but we know that Esau was very blessed. Because it talks about him, we'll talk about that in the, I think it's the 34th chapter, 33 or 34th chapter, where it begins to talk about how many dukes, they call them dukes for him, that were raised up, that he had, I think it was 11 of them all together. But anyway, we'll talk about that. But anyway, so we're talking about this. So here Jacob goes to Laban's house because Rebecca told him to get away from his brother, because his brother at that time wanted to kill him. He wanted to kill him because he had taken his birth. He had tricked him out of his birth. Right now, he had took his blessing, and so because he was the eldest son. But the thing about it was, God had told Rebecca that the older will serve the younger. She had told him that. She had told him that because she was wondering why was she this way. And so when she had twins in her body, so then she went and asked God about it, and God began to share with her the plan, because he said the older will serve the younger. So the blessing was going to come to Jacob. It was going to come to Esau, because Esau was really not a godly man. And because of that, he was not going to be the one where the covenant came to him. And so, but even though because he was a part of Abraham's seed, he was still going to be blessed, just like Ishmael was blessed because he was part of Abraham's seed. He might not have been the promised seed, but he was going to be blessed because he was Abraham's seed. Hey, Luther, thank you for joining me. But anyway, because he was a seed of Abraham, he would still get blessed. They were still blessed. Ishmael had 12 princesses, I think they called his. And then, of course, Esau, which they also known for called Edom, had 11 dukes. So anyway, we're going through, so Jacob had the 12 sons, and then he had the one daughter that is recorded. And so when we go through here, so we're in chapter, I wanted to go back to chapter 29 just for a minute. And the reason why, because that's when it all started. So, Jacob, he went to, and of course, Laban was,